Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to City on a Hill Radio Show. We're so glad that you've tuned in, and today is going to be a very important topic, and hopefully it will open a lot of eyes. We are going to be joined in by Lynn Taylor in just a few minutes. She will be calling in early. Many of you know her as Common Core Diva. She is so full of information, and so I think everyone really needs to tell their friends to listen to this podcast. It's going to be very, I think, insightful. And it kind of just lays out there that we have been sold a bill of goods, which many in the Stop Common Core movement already have. But the facts, I think, that we're going to tell you is really going to show, without a shadow of a doubt, you know, this is just what has been really states that were on the way up has been devastated with a Common Core initiative. So, but I want to start, I guess, with reading a letter, because we have titled this really, I think I see Lynn now, so I'm going to go ahead and let her join in with us. Hi, Lynn.
Hello. Hi.
Okay, you hear me? Hey, I was just going to go ahead and start off with reading something. I sent you the email, and I'll go ahead and read it just to set the stage. The title of our program today is Arne Duncan Used Selma Marsh to Sell a Lie About His Ed Agenda Common Core. This was a speech. This is really, you can find this speech. It's archived in the ed.gov news press release, you know, in the education department, March 8, 2010. It says, in a major speech at the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan today will address the challenges of ensuring equity, equal educational opportunity, and access before a group of students, community leaders, and elected officials. After the speech, Duncan will join the group in marching across the bridge to commemorate the infamous Bloody Sunday civil rights protest. The struggle for equal opportunity in our nation's schools and universities is not at an end, Secretary Duncan said in prepared remarks. We will work with schools and enforce laws to ensure that all children, no matter what their race, gender, disability, or native origin, have a fair chance at a good future. The beatings of a peaceful civil rights protesters on Bloody Sunday in Selma 45 years ago ultimately led to the passage of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. In his remarks at the bridge, Secretary Duncan will outline ongoing impediments to equal educational opportunity and the administration's intentions to work with schools and post-secondary institutions to address them. The Office of Civil Rights, OCR, in the Department of Education plays a critical role in ensuring educational equity by enforcing laws to protect students from discrimination on the basis of sex, race, national origin, and disability status. Duncan will vow to reinvigorate equity and enforcement activities in the OCR, calling education the civil rights issue of our generation. Civil rights law require vigorous enforcement, not just because they are the law of the land, but also because the data, I stress the data, paint a stark picture of educational inequality, Duncan said, citing lower high school graduation and college completion rates for students of color. Specific OCR activities include issuing guidance letters to school districts, post-secondary institutions around issues of fairness and equity, conducting compliance reviews to ensure that all students have equal access to educational opportunities such as college prep curriculums or STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics classes, and reviewing disciplinary policies of districts and schools to ensure that they are administered fairly. The office also provides technical assistance and outreach to parents, community groups, and school districts that are seeking to increase equity and promote diversity. So anyway, so everybody heard that. So Lynn, for those that, you know, may not have seen that in the news and not read his wonderful speech, here we go with the facts. So let's share something about what is actually the reality of today. This is a speech, March 8, 2010. This is January 24th, 2019. So
yeah.
We're in the ninth year. We are going into the ninth year. And Lynn, I know you did some research, and it was, if you don't mind, let's start on that school. You know, they were using Alabama to tout their initiative. Okay?
Right.
And, you know, 2010,
right.
We in the Stop Common Core movement knows that. I mean, our governor here in Alabama signed on to Race to the Top initiative, you know, giving away our rights as a state, really, to have control of our standards, because we're going to have these better standards, going to make everything better, especially for the Black community, right? This is to help them. So this little school that they used in the Race to the Top application, unfortunately, they were back then very wonderfully ranked, I think 43rd in the state. They were doing so well. But Lynn, the news today is, if you don't mind, share with them what you have found out about this wonderful school that won some kind of award, you know, was listed in that Race to the Top application. It's just really extremely great, great school.
Okay. Before we talk specifically about the school we're using as sort of the role model, I want to point out a couple of things that were in error of Duncan's speech. And first of all, this is something that we have seen time again, not just from Duncan, but even Common Core State Standards Machine, as I call it. And that is, they are using wordplay with us, because in you just read, equity. Well, if you look at the definition of equity, it is always financially based. It is not person based. It is financial. You know, equity for all should translate into money for all. What he should have meant to say was equality does deal with people, and equality is what the civil rights movement originally about. Duncan and those like him who are trying to avoid this on us are trying to say that education should be equal and should be, but the way in which they have gone about doing laying the foundation, and it's played out into 2019, nothing could be further from the truth. So why terribly to the nation that equity is an equality. And let's also point out, education is a verb. It is not a right. It is a blessing. Civil rights deal with the way people are treated. That was the whole goal behind getting the civil rights enacted and passed and lived up to, was for equal treatment, which we should all have because we're all God's children. And as a verb cannot be a noun. You see, we're more words and it's being used against us.
Lynn, I'm sorry. Let me interrupt you for just a second, Lynn.
Sure.
I think you're going in and out. I don't know if it's can you hear me pretty well? Am I going in and out?
I can hear you fine. I thought you could hear me.
I can hear you, but a certain part of the word, you know, we lose a little bit, so see if you can move a little bit. You know how it is. Hold your nose a certain way.
I know. Any better?
Okay, say it again.
Is that any better?
Yes, that's better.
Okay. All right. So now, do we need to start over? I can do that, but if that's what we need to do.
I love what you were saying about the definition. So if you don't mind, I'd like for them to get that.
Okay, so point me to where you want me to start, and then
start with a definition, what you were saying. You were trying to stress about how they misuse the words, you know.
Right, so I'll just start in with the before. Okay, all right. Thank you, Diana, so much. And before I get into the information about the school that you want to talk about, which was the role model at that point in time, I want to point out a couple of things that were done that were word for the people of America in Duncan's speech. Okay. And those are, first off, equity. He stressed that word several different times. Now, if you look up the definition of equity, Diana, you don't see people so much as you see money. It's always a financial term. That's why it's used in banking.
Okay.
He's saying equity for all in education should translate into money for all in education. Well, that's not what's happening at all. He should have said equality, because education should be an equal opportunity for every person. We also looked at his statement that the civil rights, what was it, education, civil rights issue of our time. Okay, all right, let's look at civil rights. Civil rights are all about the treatment of people, which was why it was so important to get the civil rights movement going, to get it in law, and to have it acted out and supported even today. All right? Education, learning, that's a verb, okay? A verb is living, it's breathing, it's constantly growing, okay? Rights don't grow. Rights are there. They're assigned, okay? They're stationary. But education is all about learning and its action. So education and learning is actually an opportunity. It's a blessing. It is not a guaranteed right in our nation, and that is a huge misnomer that has been played upon the entire nation and nations across the world, because that's part of that global mindset that, you know, we have all these rights and education happens to be one of them. No, it is a privilege, because if you look throughout history, not every person had an education.
Yes, yes.
So, you want to talk about the school? Folks, the name of the school and what you know, since you are in Alabama, what you know about this school?
Well, what I found out when I researched was just, you know, the Race to the Top application really just had high thoughts on this particular school that was mostly minority, you know, because
mm-hmm.
the achievement gap has really been narrowed. This was a very successful school back
okay.
then.
All right. What year are we talking?
We are talking about when they were using, I guess when that speech was, before that speech was made.
Okay, so about the time, 2000, okay, so Common Core supposedly rolled out 2009, 2010-ish, okay? He made the speech in 2010. All right, the school we're talking about is the George Hall Elementary School in Mobile County, Alabama. Is that correct? Okay, now if you were to look at their overall test scores from 2011, and this is from a Pro Common Core website, okay, that I'm giving this information, from 2011 to 2018, their test scores overall have dropped dramatically from almost 100% to below 50%. And that's with using this Common Core, or as Alabama renamed it, College Career Readiness.
Not acceptable.
And I can tell you that the test scores statewide have plummeted like that. Let's see, yes. Mm-hmm. They've gone from statewide performance of 100% in 2011 to almost 30% in 2018. Now, for that was statewide. Now, for school-wide, they've gone from about 90% all the way down to 10%. Now, this is a school with an 85% population of reduced or free lunches, Diana. So we know this is in an area. We also can tell, if you look at the website for this particular school, that back in the day they had all kinds of accolades and awards for all the good things that they had been doing, and rightly so, because they, as you had said, had been able to really start closing what is known as the achievement gap. But what are we seeing today, 10 years later? We're seeing horribly low test scores. We're seeing that reading is, let me give you the percentages on the reading. Hang on just a second. Let me get my computer to that particular information. All right, in reading, your children are scoring an awful 26% proficiency rate. Now, the state average is 38%. Now, Diana, even for a state average, that's terrible. But so we're seeing our children not learning to read. Okay? There's a reason for that. If you're not able to read, you're going to be very pliable and told what to do. In math, okay, 48 statewide average is 53%. And in science, and science has been treated like a god in this modern education reform, so this is a little shocking. Science for this particular school is an 18% proficiency rate, and the state average is 39%. Now, Alabama, having NASA in its state and being a huge visitors and employees and that sort of thing, NASA is huge on the science, engineering, and math, which you read in the speech that Duncan had said, you know, we need to get them into STEM. Well, you've got math and science. Those are two parts of the STEM. STEM is tied to the UNESCO toolkit for using education as a change agent to basically turn our children into compliant minions rather than free thinkers and active, productive people who do what they want to do. These particular things are happening young and younger too. They can be put in a system that will track them for the rest of their life, even to the point of what they do with their lives.
It's heartbreaking. It's such a waste of money.
Mm. Well, it is. Now, here's one thing that I really would hope that people would pick up on. This is a majority minority school, okay? This is not the privileged area that we're talking about. So we've got children who want to learn. They're going through a system that is harming that learning, harming their brains. And we've got a school like George Hall that basically has its hands out to the parent going, we need money. Public school. Okay, it was a model that the U.S. Department of Education used. It was a model for a turnaround school because they've been able to take it from yuck to great, it back to yuck again. And this has been using all the things that the Department of Education has rolled out. The Department of Education, it's doing a terrible job, and these standards are egregious beyond belief. But again, we've got a low-income school, a low-income population, okay? I found that they have a peer model pre-K program. Now, get this, Diana. To start your little ones on this lifelong track, you can, through the George Hall Elementary School, sign your three-year-old up for a peer model pre-K program at $100 a month.
Wow.
Now, listen to the requirements, okay? You must be 3 years old by September the 1st. You have to participate in and qualify for the screening. You have to be fully toilet trained. You have to attend school regularly with minimal tardiness. You have to participate in classwork and homework activities. You have to pay your tuition and registration fee as regulated by the school. You must display age-appropriate language, behavior, and adaptive skills. You must reside in Mobile County. You must follow the school's code of conduct. You must have your guardian, sign the parent contract. And finally, have the following documents on file: your birth certificate, your immunization record, two proofs of your residency, such as your Social Security card. Now, this is for children who are three, Diana. Do you know a 3-year-old who attends school regularly with minimal tardiness, or does homework, or displays age-appropriate language and behavior, or adaptive skills, or one that has two proofs of their residency?
Oh, my. Yes, yes. Oh. I think they just took that out of their page of requirements list for adults.
Well, here's what we need. out, okay? For folks to really be upset about this, people want the discrimination bandwagon. You bet your sweet. But guess who's leading the charge? It is the Department of Education. And they've coerced this through the states, through those, which, believe it or not, still exist and are still being used. But now that every SEEDS Act has passed, it has upped that ante even more, because the low-income student population is a prime target in that supposedly state-controlled law.
Well, it's I think this is just a fine example, as you can get, of the destructive nature of this education agenda that Arne Duncan has pushed, and unfortunately is still here. It is a failure. It's really, I guess,
right.
You've heard education malpractice, but also really for the taxpayers to pay. I mean, if a worker is not performing right, what do? We get rid of them. We replace them, right?
Right.
But here we're stuck with this. We're still, and if anything, they really stuck it worse. I mean, they're not going after little three-year-olds and, on down. I mean, it's like.
Right, and Alabama just got a new Alabama just was awarded a new pre-K development grant. And the things they're going to do with that are more of this aligning them to this readiness track for this lifelong system that they're supposed to be in. But one of the reasons that you can find that you can see why this school has gone from great back down to yuck is that 95% of what they're doing is all online. They're using the Alabama Digital Deeper Learning System for college and career readiness and global citizenship. They're also using programs like Renaissance Learning or Khan Academy. Now, Khan Academy, Bill Gates personally awarded Samuel, personally awarded Khan Academy the money to shift all his free online resources to strictly Common Core. Now, Renaissance Learning is all computer-based, but they have Growth Alliance partners that have an entire network, Diana, that is used across the nation, and some of those partners are some of the biggest data mining or student data rape, as we call it, because that's actually what it is, organizations around. And this is for elementary students. George Hall is for elementary students. So these are minors who don't have, the age on them to consent to have their data being taken from them like this. But that's what's going to be in the parent contract. And I don't know of a parent who really sat down and read. When you read those contracts, are you noticing where it says that your child doesn't have to be on the computer all the time, but what's being sold to the parent is if your child isn't on that computer all the time, they're going to somehow miss out. And that's the thing we have to stand up against. We have to stand up against that, because, no, they're not missing out when they're not on that computer all the time. They're actually saving their brain.
Oh, exactly. And I'm just talking about George Hall Elementary School,
right.
Mobile
that's
County.
Just one
I'm
school.
Looking on, that's just one school, and it's just looking at the Race to the Top application that was signed by Governor Riley. We, went before our state board to get rid of it, and lo and behold, our Governor Riley had already been, Bill Gates had gotten to him first, because he said this was his dream. Okay, but it says right here on I'm reading page 10 of the Race to the Top application. Alabama is proud to be the home of George Hall Elementary School in Mobile County, which was recognized on November 12, 2009, by the Education Trust and U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan as one of four schools, Lynn, across the nation with a Dispelling the Myth Recognition Award, one of four schools in the entire country.
And they handpicked. Don't think they didn't carefully pick what schools were. I mean, what states those schools were in. They had to.
Well, this,
yeah, this is just perfect. You know, this is a new civil right. You know, it's education, and we're going to give them, you know, oh my goodness, we're going to narrow that achievement
right.
gap, and that's the biggest lie. And, you know,
right.
really, as a citizen, Lynn, as a citizen, you know, used to be when our legislatures followed the Constitution, you wouldn't have a problem showing them the facts, as you have just, you know, stated.
Right.
You know, this is the fact
right.
now, 10 years later, because, you know, we always, I mean, that's why we have all these departments in, you know, in our government is, okay, the FDA, they have to research, they have to study, right? I mean, you
mm-hmm.
don't just put a drug out there without it having been tested. Well, okay, they put this out there without it being tested, but when you have a bad drug, they do a recall. We can't even
yep.
recall this stuff.
Right, right. Well, let me point out a couple of other things. Now, you had said that when this school was used as the role model, they were like 43rd in the, was it the state or the nation?
I think the state, but this thing is saying
right. Okay. Now,
without
okay.
Award.
All right. So they were 43rd. Would you like to guess where they are now in Alabama State school? All right. They are now 559th out of 680 Alabama elementary schools.
500 what?
59th. So 559. They
wow.
went from 43 to 559. Now, what this
yeah.
is telling us, not only is this the Alabama college career readiness failing the children, it's failing the teachers, the taxpayers, it's failing everyone. But what this is also telling us is that Dr. Milgram said it would take 4 years of Common Core math to ruin a child's brain. All right? We're in year 10, so you've got twice the amount. You've got 8 years, and then you're halfway through to the third leg. Okay? You see where I'm going? So we've got one generation, two generations. We're halfway through on the third generation. What is that
mm-hmm.
telling our citizens? You said,
well,
you know,
no.
it should have been recalled. We've got the
and
evidence.
Yeah,
we might...
We do have the evidence, and this is a national crime. And, you know, I was hearing the labor
right.
people talking to OSHA today about, you know, you've got OSHA not doing its job, right? And it's harming workers. Well, the Department of Education is not doing its job. It is now a harm to our children, because without a Department of Education, they'd probably be better off. So as we're
well,
seeing this
right, and it's been harming children since its inception, to be honest. And so has the Congress with the legislation to continue to fund it and to pass laws like the Every Student Succeeds Act that totally codified every bit of this stuff. Now, this new grant that you guys got will be for babies through kindergarten. So this will be the age set that would be getting ready to go into a school like George Hall, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Grant from Health and Human Services. It went to your Department of Early Childhood Care, okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
you can, at the end of the year, your state can reapply for another grant. But what this is going to do is it's going to create a statewide needs-based assessment for babies through age 5, because supposedly at age 6 they can, you know, transition into pre-K, okay? All right, it will use federal, state, local, and non-government resources to align and strengthen delivery of existing 5-year-old programs. Among Head Start, child care facilities, pre-kindergarten care providers, local state governments, Indian tribes, tribal organizations, private groups, including your faith-based and community-based, and your school systems. Visions of your baby through 5 years old school system.
Well, you know, they're luring the parents with the idea of, you know, child care. That's basically
oh,
what
yeah.
he's
yeah.
what he's doing. It's about daycare. And
right.
you know, so really, but I don't really know how to put it, but parents are just going to have to really just know what they're getting into, because, you know, you might think you're getting ahead, but what you're doing is you're establishing trouble for ahead, because this child is going to be so warped. You know, they're warped now, but can you imagine,
right.
You know, the Bible says you train up a child, and really the younger, you know, we've always heard that, you know, up to age 5, right, is very important. Well, you know,
right.
They've got their hands now. They now have their hands. In essence,
right.
Your child doesn't have a chance if they get their way.
The,
so,
right.
Thank you, Lynn, for
the
all this information.
Birth through 5 years are the most crucial bonding time with your parents, and this system is seeking to destroy that. So what we're basically talking about is we're talking about not civil – well, it does morph into civil rights in the point of parents are losing their rights. It also – is showing us that with this amount of massive data tracking that our privacy rights are being violated, and privacy rights fall under civil rights. So it is a big issue as far as our rights, but education in and amongst itself is a blessing. College.
Well, I know why a lot of people are going to homeschool. I mean, you know, because of, but even this, I mean, you know, if parents are thinking, well, I just need a little help with daycare, you know,
then
they, you know, want to start a job. You don't want to quit a job, and you find ways to keep the job. And this is one of those ways to keep a job. And now with single parent family homes, you know, it's almost a lot
yeah.
of parents see it as a necessity.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's other ways to do this. We know there's other ways to do
right.
this, but this is the plan.
Right.
This is the plan. We have put into this.
Right. Well, I just want to say that with the passage of the FEPA, the Foundations of Evidence-Based Policymaking, that is going to encroach upon the baby through five-year program, and it will go after 9 different constitutional amendments. And chief among those is it's our privacy rights. It's the state's rights will be totally usurped. And then it also attacks our Declaration of Independence guarantee to life and the pursuit of happiness. It was life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Oh, yeah, because everybody's, you know, they've got to have transparency so they can measure the success of each of their programs so that you, the taxpayer,
right.
are knowing where your money's
right.
getting spent. Meanwhile, they're stealing it right from under your eyes. So we're going to have to give it to you. It's a big, big problem,
okay, dear.
Big, big issue. But, Lynn, before you go, you mind if I close this in prayer? You've given us so much. And this is just one example of happening in every state, but truth
right.
is so powerful. And you know what?
It is.
That Duncan that tried to do this for evil, if I was the black community, I would be racing this right here. I would be racing this example and demanding it stop now. You know, I think they have a clear case that they were really used big time. I mean, you know, if anybody, most of the black community are very respectful of what happened, you know. And for him to turn around and use it to really put their children in more bondage, because what? Well, you and I know the results of, you know, lack of proper education. It means hopelessness.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're just
right.
pretty much laying them out there to have what kind of jobs? Drug traffickers.
Yeah. That's the whole agenda right there, Diana, behind the college and career readiness. That's it.
Oh,
well, yeah,
go ahead and close us
out.
Okay. Let me close us in prayer. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. We thank you, Lord, as Benjamin Franklin has said, that, Lord, we need to pray to you every day. And that in the beginning of this nation, we knew that we have need of you, and it was you that answered our prayers. So, Lord, we know that you hear us, and, Lord, we just bless each and everyone that's listening, that they would share this, Lord, information that Lynn has shared. And Heavenly Father, that you'll be glorified, and that, Lord, we pray for the black community to stand up and defend these precious children, Lord, whose future have been destroyed They are children of promise, Lord, and it doesn't matter what color. All these children are children of promise to become the very best because they live in one of the greatest nations on earth, the land of opportunity. Yet, Lord, our very own people, our very own young people, now, Lord, even babies, are going to be turned, Lord, in such a direction that, Lord, we're going to end up having to get H-1B-1 visas and things like that to import, Lord, engineers and other things where they will become the masters. So, Lord, we stand against that, and we ask that you let the parents, Lord, just rise up because they have the power. Now they've heard the truth that this school will be used, Lord, for good, to turn back the hands of the enemy, Lord, because we've seen what they've done. They've announced it. They've announced it. So we ask that you help us, Lord, to get through to parents and that they will get through to whoever they need to get through, Lord, and demand that this Common Core States Initiative, the FEPA, ESSA, that, Lord, be destroyed, be removed, start over. Because, as he says, no matter how expensive the poison, you've got to get rid of it, and it has poisoned millions of young people, children. Lord, we thank you that you're God. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And bless Lynn for all her research. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lynn. Bless you.
Thank you, Diana. Okay.
Everywhere. Okay, talk to you later.
Oh.
Bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Oh, Lynn, you want to mention your website? Okay, so she has a. We'll put it on the link. We've got the speech of Arne Duncan on this blog, and we'll put it everywhere, and we'll put her website. So God bless you. Goodbye.